Date on September 7th, 1971.
54321. An ACD International presentation. Patrick Johnson in Gun for Henry. Martha, I got some tea, please. Sitting alone in this house, all old and wrinkled, I wonder why I should be alive. Martha, what about that tea? Martha? I can't see your face. Martha? Is that you? Martha! 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 Thank you to producer Patrick Johnson. Produced by Brian Williams. Take play by Patrick Johnson. Written by Dudley Moore. Wardrobe furnished by Patrick Johnson. Directed by John Apar. I'll never marry Martha.
Well, Waldo, how did it happen? I don't understand. I mean, I know I'm constable of this town, but I can't keep blowing out all the time, so I need to know facts. Tell me, Waldo, you live in his house. How did it happen, and where's the maid Martha?
Well, I don't know nothing about her. She disappeared suddenly. I came down, and I found a mister, and he was down there. Dead. His face was all green and lying there, and his teacup was spilled over, and Martha was nowhere to be found. No see.
But that's amazing. I heard rumors that he wanted to marry Martha. Is that true?
Why, maybe. I don't know nothing about that. He just say usually Martha bring me tea. That's what he do all day. He never did nothing much. Crazy old cool.
And what about Mrs. Hudley? Where is she? I thought she was living with the whole family. You and Waldo, you and the maid Martha and Mr. Sykes and...
She seen her father. He come down with a fever. He lives in London.
I see. Well, then I guess there's nothing more to cover. It just seems to me to be very... phony!
I have to look into this, Mark.
I really do. I mean, I might get a proposition and...
What's wrong? Mr. Inspector, sir, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Little round posies.
Why, hello there, Mrs. Hudley. Why aren't you up in your room where the master said you were supposed to be?
The master?
Master's of the house.
He's dead. The master's dead.
I know that. Now you better watch your step. Go back to your
room. I'm afraid, Waldo. I'm afraid of this house. I'm afraid of Martha, the maid. I'm afraid, Waldo.
Martha's nowhere to be around. Now, something wrong with Mr. Inspector. Now, I go downtown and get help. You go up to a room and lock yourself in, all right? Right?
Waldo, I'm getting out.
No, stay here. I go get help from town. Now, you make sure... Mr. Hudley!
My good friend, Waldo Hudley.
Why, you there, Mr. Assistant Constable.
So you do admit that you are the husband of Mrs. Hudley?
My poor wife who was daft. Oh, how sad.
She went mad, didn't she?
She's been mad for months now, but we give the story that she'd gone away to visit someone in London.
And then she was the third victim.
Yeah, some mad murder. First kills Mr. Sachs, and then the constable, and now my wife. My poor wife. Oh, boo-hoo.
And now changing the subject a little, what about Martha the maid?
What? She disappeared. I don't know, right after Master was murdered.
And Martha the maid, didn't Mr. Sykes want to marry her?
Oh, I don't know nothing about that. Maybe he does.
Don't you think Martha the maid has a lot to do in this case?
I'd say so by my exact opinion.
May I ask, Mr. Hudley, what your wife was doing in the old house? What'd she have to do with it, anyway?
Why, we came as butler and maid, and then my wife one day went insane, and Mr. Sykes said he let us stay in the house since he had so many rooms.
And then Martha took over.
Yeah, new maid, she came. Mr. Sykes had known her before the war.
Very suspicious that the time that Mrs. Hudley went mad, Martha took over as maid.
Well, I don't know nothing about that.
But it was suspicious, wasn't it?
I guess so, but my poor wife dead now. Boo-hoo.
What I suggest...
Well, what you suggest?
What I suggest, Mr. Hudley, is that you go back home to the old house or go to a hotel.
I'm not going there no more. Oh, no.
Then go to a hotel, but we're not going to pay you anything. We're not here for protection, but I'm going to say you this, and I'm going to give you a warning from me, Police Constable Evans, that, Mr. Hudley, you just better lock yourself up, or something's going to happen to you, Mr. Hudley. Sorry to mind to you, Waldo. I'm the sergeant here, and I think you need police protection.
Well, I don't know nothing about that.
Now, you just be quiet, Waldo, and I'll guard you by the door. Now, go in your room now.
All righty, sir.
Knock if you need any help. Waldo, help me! I've got to reach the phone. But please, please, E.L.E. Soar.
Elisor, that's what he done said.
Is that what,
That's what he said, dude.
Is that what Jones said before he was murdered in the old house?
Sure enough, he was standing outside.
And he was guarding you?
Yeah, he was guarding me. I heard him screaming and someone murdered him.
Elisor, I must check it in the constable computer. Computer, Elisor, please give us a correct reading on the code if there is any one. The correct reading is Sorelli, Sorelli, Sorelli.
I prefer the 23 myself.
I prefer myself also, Father. So, Dudley, tell me what I'm supposed to do. Well, your name's not Dudley, it's, Horace, isn't it? Yes, Horace. Tell me what I'm supposed to do on this mission. I've been assigned to some Scottish, peninsula or something. All right. If I didn't guess, I... Yeah, an audible, sir. Sir, I get the message. A Scots peninsula and, well, I'll go there and find out what's happening. Sir! Paper!
Yeah, what do you want, boy?
I want a paper. Tell me what's been happening at the manor house lately.
Oh, they had 3 murders there, and there was another constable. He was murdered up.
Is that so? I see. A lot of murders there. I must be filled in on details. Who am I to be assigned to this case? I'm sure you wouldn't know. You're the paper boy. I know, though, Mr. Sorelli. I'm supposed to be assigned to this case. I'll tell you the things that are going on. You see, it seems that first Mr. Sykes was murdered, and there was no Martha the maid. And then it seemed like the madwoman was murdered. That was Mrs. Hudley. And then it seems, Mr. Sorelli, that another person was murdered. A police constable was guarding Waldo from him being murdered. And it seems also that a police constable was investigating the case as murdered. Do you see, Mr. Sorelli? I already know the murderer. Oh, do you now, Mr. Sorelli? Quick, on the flip, aren't you? Mr. Sorelli, shall we go to the manor house?
Certainly.
Can I see, please, Martha the maid? I'm sorry, Mr. Sorelli. Something's happened to her. I mean, she isn't dead or anything, but she's just missing.
That's interesting to hear. Why would Martha the maid be missing? Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Tell me more about Martha.
Well, it's just some coincidence that, you know, that Mrs. Hudley, Waldo's wife, she went mad. She went mad as soon as Martha came here. Mad, I tell you. Mad! Mad!
Take hold of yourself, man.
Mad. Mad. Mr. Sorelli, I feel like killing myself. It's hypnotism, you know. She's doing it to me. She's doing it to me. Hypnotism! Hypnotism! Ah!
He fell down that loose floorboard, and the floor, it fell under him. The plot thickens. Who is it?
Oh, I'm a police constable of this area. The name's Johannes, and I'd just like to tell you that I've come to find out what you've learned so far, Mr. Sorelli.
What I've learned is very, very weird indeed.
I know who the murderer is.
The murderer was a so-called Martha, except that Martha was a man.
Well, that's amazing.
Yes, Martha was a man. The man himself was a famous axe murderer. Mr. Sykes found out the axe murderer's real identity, and so told all the people in the house, and they were knocked off one by one. You see, one of the people was the axe murderer, and he had to knock off the people suspected, including Mr. Sykes. Do you follow me so far?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Speak up, Wall. Well, I follow you.
But you see, the person, the axe murderer, had to be someone who was very familiar to everyone. Someone who no one would suspect. Someone who everyone knew.
What do you mean, sir? Answer me this. Why didn't all these people tell the police who the axe murderer was if they knew?
They were afraid of the axe murderer. They were afraid that the axe murderer would kill them. But he did anyway. He was a little bit off, you see. And he didn't want them to tell the police before they could.
You think he was crazy, eh? Huh?
Yes, I think you are crazy.
No! I'll get you with my axe! Get away from me! Stay back!
You posed as Martha the maid, didn't you?
Yes! Yes!
You came to this house to escape the police, didn't you?
Stay away. You'll never get me.
Waldo, you're Martha!
Patrick Johnson as Henry Sorelli. Del Sykes says,
Waldo.
Alan Taylor's father. Jim Hudson as Mr. Sykes. Naomi Madison as Mrs. Hudley. Produced by Brian Williams. Copyright 1971 by Patrick Johnson Enterprises and ACD International. Taped at the Birmingham Studios in London, England. Created by Christian Doherty. ACD International presentation. ACD International Distribution.